Governor Braun addresses concerns over data centers, and an Indiana FFA state officer advocates for farmers in Washington. I'm CJ Miller, and this is Hoosier Ag Today News. Well, Indiana is experiencing a boom of data centers. Right now, there are more than 70 in operation across the state, with dozens more being proposed. However, this fast-growing surge is raising concerns among farmers in rural communities about what this could mean for their land, their water, and their way of life.
It's a real issue, but it can be a big economic benefit if we get it right.
And that's Indiana Governor Mike Braun. Many Hoosiers say they're concerned about the amount of electricity these data centers use, which could drive up the electric bills for those living nearby. But Braun says he wants the major corporations putting up these data centers to pay for the upgrades to the community's power grids.
Data centers are only going to work if the hyperscalers pay for every penny of it. The companies that want them are the richest in the country. Whether they're in front of the meter or behind it, it cannot impact current families and businesses. And that's where some of the early ones got in before that was fleshed out. They are willing to pay for it. In Indiana, you're going to be putting more electrons on the grid than you're using. Prove it that you're going to bring prices down.
Also, many Indiana farmers are concerned about the amount of water that these data centers use and that it may significantly drain the water table, which could dry out crops in the fields more quickly. But Braun says any new data centers that go up must also have the infrastructure to recycle the water they need.
That eliminated probably a bigger issue, is that we don't have water evenly across the state. We're a state that's blessed with more of it than most other places, but we got it in the northern fourth or third, from Lafayette down to Martinsville, where most of our population is. We really don't have much to spare. And then you got to go down to the Ohio River. So in just a short period of time, water is going to be recycled, not a constant stream of using it to cool things.
Even though Braun says the economic impact for the state is substantial, he adds that the decision to allow further data centers to be built should ultimately be left to those living and serving in those communities.
And it will be right for some places and not for others. But that should be up to the individual counties to see what makes sense for them. It is driving a lot of the economic growth across the country, and it is associated with AI. And if we don't stay ahead of China on it, I think we'll regret that in a broader, more strategic way.
Indiana ranks third in the Midwest behind Illinois and Ohio for data centers. It was just last October that Amazon opened an $11 billion AI data center near New Carlisle in St. Joseph County. That facility occupies 1,200 acres. I'm CJ Miller.
Hey, I'm Hoosier Ag Today Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin. I'm inviting you on a holiday vacations tour. Join me as we explore the Canadian Rockies, Vancouver, and Victoria, September 5th through the 14th. Discover the Canadian Rockies and the vibrant cities of Western Canada. We'll start in Calgary, just east of the Rockies, and explore art, history, and culture. Next, we go to Banff for a guided tour of the city and the national park before enjoying lunch at the historic Fairmont Banff Springs Hotel. We'll travel along Icefields Parkway and feel the powerful beauty of the Athabasca Glacier. Then we'll board a Via Rail train for phenomenal mountain views and decadent onboard service. In Vancouver, we take a thrilling walk across the Capilano Suspension Bridge, and our tour concludes with a ferry ride to Vancouver Island to visit the stunning Butchart Gardens. Visit holidayvacations.com, keyword AG today, to request a brochure, watch a travel show, and book this tour.